Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I lived alone in a small house in Upper Wisconsin. It's in a small community with a couple dozen houses in the area, but it's a few miles away from town. I'd been living in that same house for about 4 years, and for the most part, I hadn't had any issues. I liked not being in a busy area and just having trees surrounding the community. I worked a normal 9-to-5 job though, which meant driving into town most days and getting home around 6. This all happened last year, and afterwards, I sold my house and moved closer to town because the thought of it happening again still gives me chills. I woke up one morning at my usual time to get ready for work. I got dressed and made a bowl of cereal, then drove into town. At 5, I started the drive back home. The sun was setting, and by the time I pulled into my driveway, it was dark out. I headed inside and dropped my bag on the kitchen chair, then started searching through the pantry for something to eat for dinner. As I looked through the shelves, though, I noticed something odd. The box of cereal I had for breakfast wasn't where I remembered to have put it. Actually, it wasn't anywhere at all. I looked around the kitchen for a minute, just really confused and thinking that I was losing my mind. I got frustrated after a bit and gave up, making a quick dinner and trying to enjoy the rest of the night. At 10 o'clock, my eyes were getting really heavy, so I turned off the TV and stumbled into the kitchen to fill up my water bottle before bed. Then I went over to the back door to turn off the back porch lights. But just before I switched them off, I saw something far back at the edge of the yard. A figure standing among the trees just past the reach of the lights. I had no way to get a closer look, so I just stood there looking at them for a few seconds until I saw them walk away deeper into the forest. It was really strange and gave me chills, but I wasn't really sure what exactly even happened. I was more confused than anything. I switched off the lights and went to bed. In the morning, I got ready for work again and went downstairs. But when I opened the pantry, the box of cereal was there, the one that I thought had been missing. It was sitting right where I'd left it. I figured I just missed it somehow and quickly ate and went to work. All day, though, I sat at my desk thinking about it. The more I thought of it, the more sure I was that it was not there yesterday. Then the figure by my house came to mind and only got me more freaked out. It was Friday, though, so I had the weekend to relax and collect myself. At 4, my boss let the staff go home early, which was a big relief for me because I couldn't focus anyways. I drove home, getting there just before 5. As soon as I stepped through the door, though, something was off. I didn't know what, but I could just feel it. I walked into the kitchen, and everything seemed to be in place. I froze. It came from the living room.
"Hello?"
I called out. It was quiet again. I stepped slowly to the entryway of the living room and scanned the room. I took a few more steps in and walked carefully through, checking behind everything. There was nothing and no one. I went back by the front door, preparing to check upstairs, when I heard sudden footsteps shuffling through the kitchen. I turned my head and looked down the hallway. A man was standing at the far end, looking at me. It was like my brain and body just shut down for a second as we stared at each other. I spun around and swung open the front door. I heard his footsteps coming up behind me as I sprinted out of the house and ran all the way to my neighbor's house. They called the police for me and let me stay with them until they arrived. The man was of course gone by then, but they found one of the window hinges to be broken, allowing access to the home even when locked. They also found some disturbing evidence of the man having likely been spending hours inside my house, eating my food and everything. There was no way to tell how long it had been going on for. After that, I put my house up for sale and stayed with some relatives until I was able to move. I don't know if that man was harmful, or if he was just living in my house because he could, but I could never shake the sight of him standing at the end of my hallway, staring at me with those dead eyes.
Attention horror fans! Are you ready for a one-of-a-kind addition to your collection? Get ready to show your support for our horror YouTube channel by owning a special limited edition MJV plush toy. That's right, we're bringing the scares to life with an exclusive high-quality plushie of MJV, our beloved horror character. Imagine having your very own cuddly, huggable version of MJV to keep you company while you binge-watch our spine-chilling content. But you must act fast, because these limited edition plushies will only be available for a short time. So don't wait. Click the link in our bio and sign up with your email to be among the first to know when pre-orders begin. These MJV plushies are the perfect way to support our channel while adding a unique and exciting item to your horror collection. So, what are you waiting for? Get ready to embrace the horror and sign up for your limited edition MJV plushie today.
I'm a 31-year-old female, and this happened when I was 29, back in 2020. My friend, let's call her Stacy, told me that she had a friend, who I'll call Brianne, that needed a dog sitter because Brianne and her husband were going on a vacation to California. Stacy knew I dog sat on an app called Rover, which is an app where you house sit random strangers' dogs, walk them, you name it. I thought it was the perfect opportunity since I was in need of some cash. $200 to dog sit for 5 days. Why not, right? Brianne showed me around her house a week before I dog sat, while also letting me meet her huge husky named Bear. I'm not going to lie, it was a big husky, a little overweight too, but still adorable. Brianne told me that I was welcome to help myself to whatever food I wanted. The front door also included a lock where you punch in a number code to get in, so it was pretty secure. So, a week rolls around, and I showed up later on a Friday night, not too long after Brianne and her husband left the house to go to California. Things were pretty chill for the first 2 days. I was at work for most of the afternoon, went to feed the dog on my break, came back later at night, and would take Bear for rides in my car. I stayed up late watching movies, and let Bear sleep by me when it was time to go to bed. Anyway, after work on a Monday night, I hear a knock at the door. I looked through the peephole, and it was a guy that looked like he was wearing a black police uniform. I thought it was a bit odd, but opened the door to see what was up.
"Hello. I'm looking for a George," he said.
"George?" I thought.
"Oh, no, there's no George here. I'm dog sitting for a friend. I've been here since Friday."
Looking back, it was pretty stupid to tell a random person at the door I didn't know that I was alone.
"Oh, okay. How long are you here?"
he said.
"Till Wednesday,"
I responded.
"Oh, that's cool. Okay, sorry to bother you."
And then he left. I was slightly weirded out and locked the door. I texted Brianne about what just happened. She pretty much just said, "Oh, don't worry about it," and shrugged it off. I thought that was weird too. Things were normal again up until I went to bed Wednesday at midnight. As I was laying in bed, the thought kept coming to my mind that I should make sure the front door was locked. So, I got up and checked it. Luckily it was, but I still had a weird vibe. I fell asleep, then woke up at 3:05 a.m. to the dog barking like crazy. It freaked me out a little. I thought someone had broken in. I got up and went to the living room, where I saw Bear was growling and barking at the front door. I looked through the peephole and saw the same guy, with another guy this time, standing there in security guard uniforms. At this point, I was creeped out. Why would the same guy come back when he knew I was alone? I didn't bother opening the door this time. Two guys I didn't know, dressed like security guards at 3 a.m. I made sure all the doors were locked. When I saw that they had walked off, I opened the door and didn't see any type of security car anywhere. I still have to think Bear. I think his barking could have been what scared them off. I went back inside and fell asleep. I didn't bother telling Brienne because she was in Cali anyway. I'm glad to say I only stayed one more night after that. To this day, I still don't know who those guys were or what they wanted, and I haven't been back to dog sit since that incident. I was 16 at the time, and I lived with my single mom in an apartment. I was an only child, and my mom worked two jobs, so I was left home alone pretty often once I got old enough to take care of myself. I was never scared of being alone, mostly because I was in an apartment complex with a lot of other people living above and below me. On this day, my mom was working both jobs, so when she got out of her first shift at 2, she went straight to her next shift that started at 3 and ended at 11. It was summer, so I was out of school. I didn't have a car or anything, so all I could really do was walk around or stay home. I spent most of my morning watching TV and even took a short nap. At 6, I was getting hungry for dinner. We didn't have much of anything for me to eat though, so I took some cash off the counter and walked to the grocery store. It was a 40-minute walk, but at least the weather was nice. I got something small to snack on, as well as a frozen meal, then started the walk back. It was already dark out, but the whole road home was well lit and not in a dangerous area, so I wasn't worried. I'd done this plenty of times before. Halfway back though, I recognized that a man walking a ways behind me was taking all the same turns as me. I picked up the pace, but I never seemed to lose him. The final road led straight to the apartment complex, and there was nothing else down there, but he still trailed behind me. I was nervous, but also aware that it was most likely just someone else who lives in one of the apartments. I got to the entrance and went up to my room. I knew everyone who lived in my complex, or at least what they looked like, so I knew that whoever that man was couldn't get inside if he even was trying to follow me. I took my frozen meal out and started heating it up in the microwave. About a minute went by before I heard a buzz from the room below me, then from my room, and then the one above me. It was someone at the entrance door, requesting to be buzzed in. This was something people would do often if they forgot their keys. They would ring all of the rooms in hopes that someone would be kind enough to buzz them in. I waited for a moment, then heard the faint sound of the entrance door unlocking and opening. Someone let them in. I walked around and put my ear against the door, listening carefully. I heard a knock at one of the rooms downstairs, then someone answered. It was extremely difficult to hear any specific words, but at one point, I could have sworn I heard my name. My heart started racing. The door downstairs closed and footsteps started coming up the stairs. They walked right up to my door and stopped. I backed away from the door and tried to be quiet. They knocked again.
Hello, your mom asked me to check up on you. Can you just answer the door and let me know you're all right, please?
Not to make this sound bad, but my mom would never randomly send someone to check up on me while she was so busy with work. This was definitely something bad. I moved to the opposite corner of the room and dialed 911. The man continued knocking and calling out for me as the police were on their way. At one point, he even started kicking the door as if trying to knock it down. I was terrified and locked myself in my room. Eventually, the knocking stopped. Officers showed up a few minutes later. The woman living in the room downstairs told the officers that the man said he was a babysitter and had asked her if she knew which room was mine. She said he knew my name and everything, so she didn't even think not to trust him. It's pretty clear though that he was probably trying to kidnap me. Unfortunately, they had no way of identifying the man aside from the woman's description, so he was never found. It still creeps me out though, wondering how the man knew my name and that my mom wasn't home. How long had he been stalking me for? And is he still?
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.